Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and welcome to 2024. Happy New Year. We are kicking off January with a new theme for this month, and that theme is Podcasting 101. I shared on social media this week that I've had a podcast since August of 2020, so just a little over 3 years now. And there are many reasons why I believe podcasting can be a great addition to your business, but I'm not going to get into that very much, but I will say I believe that podcasting allows you to reach a different audience than you might reach with other forms of marketing. So that is one of the main reasons why I believe Christian business owners, authors, speakers, coaches could benefit from podcasting. But the goal of this series is not to convince you that you need to start a podcast. It's just to give you some information if that is something you are wanting to do or have thought about doing. So the very first episode, which is going to be today's episode, is Podcasting First Steps. Next week, we will be covering Podcast Essentials. The third week, we'll be covering solo versus guest as a type of podcast, like which would you rather do? And then on the last week of the month, we will be covering podcast guesting. So maybe creating your own podcast is not for you, but you want to guest on other podcasts. So we're going to talk about how to do that. So let's dive right into Podcast First Steps. And I want to also share that over in the Facebook group, The Christian Business Advantage, I am hosting a free training on January 18th, which is a Thursday, at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to actually walk you through the first steps that you will take to start a podcast. But today I'm going to ask you a pretty good number of questions that you can ask yourself before starting a podcast. So these two different opportunities for you to gain knowledge and information can go hand in hand. Today's episode and the podcast free training that I am doing. So let's start with these questions. The very first question is, what is your why? Why do you want to start a podcast? I shared with you that I believe that this podcast has helped me to reach an audience that I might not have reached otherwise. So that was sort of my why. I wanted to use it as an extra means of reaching out to my potential audience as a business owner. Secondly, the question you would want to ask is, what is your goal? For me, it was reaching a larger audience. For you, it might be telling your story. It might be educating people. It might be entertaining people. There's all different reasons that you might start a podcast. The third question is, who is your show for? So I have to share that I began this podcast under a different name. I've actually rebranded the podcast back in July of 2023. So prior to that, for the whole first almost 2 years, the podcast was called The Virtual Assistant Advantage, and it was for virtual assistants and Christian business owners, ministry leaders, and bloggers who hire them. So I wanted to reach both groups of people, but as time went on, I realized that I really could speak to Christian business owners, author speakers, and coaches as a larger audience and decided to rebrand. But the audience is essential to knowing your audience if you're going to start a podcast, so you know who you're talking to, what types of content they want to consume, that sort of thing. So who is your show for? Then, how often do you plan to publish your podcast? One of the most important things about podcasting is consistency. If you want to do a weekly podcast, be sure that you can do that consistently. I don't recommend doing like a monthly podcast just because people kind of forget, but you could do bi-weekly. I know people that do a daily podcast. I obviously could never tackle such a great feat, but that is an option. And then the length of your podcast episodes. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I don't mind podcasts being long, especially if they're telling stories and things like that. But for the purpose of like a business podcast, I personally try to keep my podcast episodes around 15 minutes or less. Most of mine are less than 10 minutes, but sometimes I get a topic that I need to expand a little bit more. And the few times that I've had a guest on my podcast, I have had longer episodes. But think about the length of your podcast. What will your podcast be about? What is the theme of it? That goes hand in hand with who is it for? What will you name it? Describe what your podcast will cover. What format will your podcast be? And I wanted to share, I found this article. This article was actually on Shopify.com, but I found this article and it was about the different types of podcasts or the structure of podcasts. And here are some options. Now, this is not an exhaustive list. This is just to get you started thinking. One is an interview style podcast, a single host who interviews individuals around a specific theme. The second is scripted nonfiction. These have a single theme for the entire season. If you are a podcast listener, you might have heard of a really popular podcast called Serial. And that is a scripted nonfiction. It's telling real life stories. A third one is news. These podcasts give you news in a simple, digestible format. Fourth type is educational. These are usually scripted and nonfiction, primarily to teach you something. And then scripted fiction podcasts. They like, you know, tell a story. They're for entertaining you. And so those are some examples of types of podcast. Then let's talk about what your branding will be. I chose to brand my podcast similar to my business because that way it's more recognizable. I use the word advantage both times that I have had a podcast title. I use Virtual Assistant Advantage, then Christian Business Advantage, and that helps to recognize. The same colors and things were used in my logos and in my cover art, that sort of thing. And then you want to create an intro and an outro to your podcast. My podcast does not have an outro, but at least it has an intro and it sort of like introduces the podcast. It has music that is played behind the intro, makes it recognizable to people. And of course, you have to pick your music. So I thought I would share with you some resources for music. You need to choose music that is royalty free. And that way you won't get any copyright issues or have any copyright issues. And these are some options for you. YouTube Audio Library, 909 Music on SoundCloud, the Free Music Archive, Epidemic Sound, and Soundstripe. Now, I did find mine, I believe, on YouTube, but then it had a link in the notes or the description on YouTube of where to go and actually purchase that clip. And so that is what I did so that I would not have any problems with getting in trouble for using that particular music. So you want to be sure that you don't need to pay for it, even if you're looking over on YouTube for your music. But these are just some questions you should ask yourself, think about, ponder, and help you to see if starting a podcast is right for you and sort of some steps to take, some things that you'll have to consider as you do. So I hope this was helpful, and I hope you'll come back next week to listen to some essentials that you need for your podcast. Thanks for listening.